nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains. One flap and one corn.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Why are we singing this song?
I don't know. Why are we singing this song?
I don't know.
Did you see any movies?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's right. I'm
drinking my refreshing beverage here.
No. Beverage, soda, or pop?
It's pop. What do you call it?
Soda.
Soda?
Soda.
Sody?
Pop is a back east, isn't it? Isn't that like they say pop? I grab a pop.
Grab a pop? I don't know. What's soda then? Is that soda? Cali?
I think that's southern.
Straight out of Cali?
Coming out of Cali. No, soda. There's soda pop. You say soda pop. Yeah. You combine the two?
I sometimes combine them. Soda pop. Coke. Just give me a Coke.
I call it unneeded calories.
Unneeded calories.
That's
empty
what I
calories.
Call it. Empty calories.
I call it tooth decay. Is what I mean.
And my dentist.
Seriously, I was reading the back of this can. There's like 40 grams of sugar.
What do you have? Are you?
This
doing
is a cherry rush or something. Cherry waterfall rush mouth wash.
I think this actually, you're right.
You got a kiwi straw. That's.
Yeah. Well, it says like it's kiwi strawberry, and it gives you the illusion you're drinking fruit juice because right. It says kiwi strawberry.
That kiwi on the front, that picture, it looks so refreshing.
Doesn't it?
And healthy.
Uh-huh.
Doctor and recommended.
And then you read the side. 82 grams of sugar.
Per serving. 4 servings in a can.
Imitation flavor.
Well, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's good to see you. I know you've been busy changing diapers.
Yeah, I took a week off. Had a baby. Baby's
you
here.
You had the baby? Are we back to that again?
I was there encouraging and high-fiving.
Push.
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 I counted to 10 during the contractions. I held a leg. I filmed that whole mess.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Did the...
That magical...
Did you get the levee breaking and everything?
Yes. It's something.
And who are you going to show this to?
Nobody. That's the thing. Nobody. And it's funny because I was just thinking that because I transferred all the video onto like my external hard drive, which just happens to be the one I still use at work too, to load files on and take home. And I was just thinking it would be horrible if I accidentally left this at work, forgot it. And somebody's like, all right, a hard drive. Let me check what's on this. Oh, videos. Oh boy! Ooh. Hello!
Or makes the mistake and uploads the wrong file to the website.
A website around here or something, and there's my wife's badge. You know? Given the miracle of life.
Wow.
Firing it off. But yeah, it's good. We're made it through our first week. The baby's still alive, so doing something right, I guess.
I saw the pictures of the baby. Are you manipulating its face in the pictures to close an eye or raise a lip? Or what do you?
He looks like a little pirate.
It does, doesn't it?
What did you say, Popeye or something?
Popeye is the real dad.
Yeah, no, it's just when you're holding his face, they move and stuff. And my wife was holding his face while I was snapping pictures, and it made his face look kind of scrunched up and retarded in a couple of them. So,
but that makes for the best picture.
It is.
So and you got to get the camera really close to
really
like
close.
So an eye looks giant.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the funky ones end up on my Facebook profile pictures. Mm-hmm. So.
And then everyone makes stupid comments like, it looks just like you.
Yeah, you're funny. And I've totally turned into that parent already where all my pictures on Facebook are of the baby.
I saw that. Your profile picture is a picture of the baby.
I know.
You know how I knew you were gay?
What?
What straight man puts a picture of his baby?
It's my boy. You know, it's good for the first couple weeks.
It is your first.
It's the first, so I'm still giddy, you know.
Have you made any first baby mistakes or like,
well,
you don't know yet?
I don't know if it's a mistake or not. This is my first time.
I don't know. It's still laying there. Yeah. I don't know if I've paralyzed it or not yet.
I put the diaper on backwards a couple of times. I'll tell you that much. And you're like, oops. But yeah, you know, just a couple of the things you hear about where, you know, pees everywhere while you're changing him. And he pooped like across the changing table and hit the wall the other day, fired it off. I never knew how much babies farted and had gas.
Really?
Yeah. Did you experience that? I mean, this kid is a gas machine.
That's all they do.
They
eat and they poop and
they cry.
If oil companies could harness that energy.
If I could power my truck off the baby farts.
Just put a little plug in it and set it in the seat there next to you.
Yeah. Going to Walmart. It's fast. fascinating it is. It's like embarrassing too when you hand them off to guests and, you know, whoever comes over and he's sitting there farting on them. You're like, ah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's okay.
I remember when mine used to do it.
They don't stink.
They don't stink.
So, but yeah, man. So life's good right now. It's fun.
Have you done anything outside of this?
Of what, the baby?
Yeah, have you kept up with the news?
Gone
out of the house?
I'm exhausted. It's exhausting. I mean, 6 o'clock rolls around at night and I am beat. My legs feel like they're 200 pounds. I'm just like shuffling around the house.
But why aren't you getting any sleep? It's not like you have the breasts.
True, but I'm trying to be the supportive husband, you know, up while she's feeding, helping burp and...
Help while she's feeding. Here, let me hold your tit for you.
I'm there with encouraging words.
I'll keep my thumb over the end of this one while the baby is.
Don't shake it. Yeah. I don't know. It's getting old fast.
Yeah, it will.
It's at that point where like the excitement and the euphoria and everything is starting to wear off, and now it's just becoming horrible work. And I'm looking at it going like, oh, man.
I've got eighteen more years
of this mess. So, but yeah, it's starting to wear off. It's definitely work now.
And the baby's name was?
Reed.
Reed.
R-E-I-D.
Like as in learn to?
Learn to read. Reed-tard is the only one I can come up with. The kids are going to make fun.
Because you know they're going to do it.
It's going to be Reed-tard.
Didn't you think this out?
It's the one that was like the least amount of... fun could be made, I think, from him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What? I'm going to the library to read. Ooh, you got me. You got me good. That's all I got, so.
Daughter coming?
Nope. I really think we're going to be one and done. I want to be one and done. I would go get snipped tomorrow and be done. The only reason I wouldn't get snipped is if there was some sort of tragic accident and the baby died.
Yeah.
This is a horrible thing to say.
Wow.
This is what's going through my head. There's something, you know, there's SIDS, you know, you never know. But then we'd probably want to try for another
one. Right. Or you got divorced and started dating younger girls.
No, yeah. Even then, I wouldn't want another kid. That's weird.
No reason to have another kid when you're dating younger.
Exactly. That's what you're doing. You got to figure it out. What is she, like 14?
Get out. Yeah. No, she's going to be 30.
Hey, attaboy.
Yeah. Right. Big 30 party.
What's her name again?
Janet.
Are we allowed to say that? We can edit that out.
Okay, it's that.
Well, she's a lovely lady.
Thank you.
I've seen pictures. Yeah. She's delightful. Hello.
Right. But you ever been out with somebody and then you realize they like something and it kind of makes you think, is this going to work?
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I know she's going to hear this because she's going to, and her girl brain, is going to go, what does he mean by that?
What do I like? What is it?
Justin Timberlake.
She likes him, you don't.
He's good, you know?
He's bringing sexy back.
But we went to see the premiere of this new movie with...
The Benefits movie or whatever?
Yeah, Friends with Benefits
or
whatever.
Honestly, though, what chick doesn't love Timberlake?
That's what happened. I think they're all like, he's so cute.
I thought you were
going to
say, like, she likes pooping on me or something. And
Well, you said that like it was a bad thing.
You really set it up like it was something horrible, and you're like Justin Timberlake.
But no, I mean that was the only first one I could think of. But sometimes you're like, wow, you really? I mean, she and I get along great because we've never had any of those. But I think people really do have that one thing. Like you go, oh, what? You like that? This will never work.
Right. Yeah, I can't think of any that I have with the missus right now.
She's never shocked you with something
It's one of those things again we've talked about before. You've been together so long. It's like, what's shocking after 10 years, you know? Not much.
No.
She would have to come to me and say, I think I want you to poop on me.
And then you'd be like whoa, where have you been all my life?
Wait a minute, what are you doing at 8 o'clock? Is what I would say.
What got this started? You've been holding that baby, haven't you?
Oh, that's weird. Well, I got to take a sip of my soda pop.
So are you a Justin Timberlake fan yourself?
I've got his last album. His last record. What is it? It's like Crazy Sexy Cool or something. Yeah, I like him. I think he's got some fat beats.
Fat beats. Yeah.
That's what the kids call it.
In the movie, he is very, he loved Criss Cross, his character in the,
the Daddy Mac will make you jump. Yeah.
I've got
Criss Cross's album. That was my generation, buddy.
Criss Cross will make you. Did you wear your clothes backwards?
I never did that.
Almost did that today.
Well, that would have
been embarrassing for you. Because I was inspired by the crisscross. Those are the kids that wore their clothes backwards, remember?
Yeah, it totally was. I was the crisscross, Ace of Base, and MC Hammer.
Ace of Base. What was that song? I loved that one song they had.
All That She Wants Is Another Baby. Oh.
No. No. I don't remember that one. No, that was...
Bum, 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 bum. That one?
I don't remember that one.
Oh. Hold on, I gotta take a sip.
Okay, of your juicy teeth rotting liquid.
I've never had a cavity.
You've never had one?
Never had a cavity.
What are your teeth made out of?
They're strong-ass calcium, I'll tell you that much. I'll be 32 this year. Never had a cavity.
Not
never
one.
Had a broken bone. I've never had surgery. Life is good for me.
Better start knocking on shit when you just say something like that.
5 wisdom teeth, though. I guess, is that surgery?
Yeah, that's a little bit of surgery.
That's a little bit. That's the only thing I've ever...
I've had broken toes, fingers, collarbone.
Holy cow. Did you get in a gang fight or something?
No, just I was active growing up, unlike you kids that won't go outside.
Yeah, I know. I took my bike off some pretty sweet jumps.
Did you?
I'm not going to lie, yeah. How'd you break your toes?
Toe was broken. You know how the little toe always catches on something? That was broke that way. And then I broke toes with a... this is one of those stupid. You ever go to the airport and they have the luggage carts that you slide them in the thing and you get your quarterback?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh no,
I had thought I put my money in. I thought it was going to unlock and it didn't. So I pulled it and it came up, but didn't immediately came back down and crushed a toe.
Holy cow, man!
Yeah, crushed it.
Things that make you cringe, right there.
So you wouldn't believe, shocked by the amount of pain that was just like, because it didn't come up very high, just enough for your toe to get underneath it.
Down. Should have sued. You should have sued big time.
Really?
We could have been in your own personal home studio right now, in your luxurious basement.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm not a sue person. Another DJ and I were talking yesterday about something. I would have sued them. Why? That's the first thing people seem to think. I'm always like, I kind of hurt myself.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I tripped on a step. I sued them.
Yeah. Who does that?
People just living for is that the American dream?
It's an easy way to make a buck. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about suing somebody?
No, I don't think so. I might sue you. I don't know why.
If I lose my job over this.
Yeah, I'm going to sue you. Okay,
now I broke a collarbone playing football.
Football, all right.
Football. Yeah. And I had a coach. I broke the other collarbone because I broke it twice. Playing dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
I jumped up in the air because, the rules are if you catch a ball, the other person's
out. Yeah.
So I jumped up to catch a ball and the other ball hit me in the foot and it knocked me off balance and I came down and...
That was a hell of a throw, man.
Yeah. And I got that coach grabbing my shoulders going, work it out. Just shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Get the shower.
Did you not realize my shoulder's a little lower?
Yeah. I can't feel my hands, sir.
What is wrong?
When was that? Was that just like last year or something?
No. It was high school.
High school, okay.
Yeah, high school.
Might have been last year at a family picnic or something.
No. Okay. They need to bring back dodgeball, though, because I was the perfect example of what dodgeball... I always hear this now that dodgeball is like, it hurts them. They're injured in school, and their self-esteem's bad because they don't want to play.
The fat kid always
gets out
first.
Fat kid gets out, and their self-esteem stuff.
Lose some weight, fatty.
Yeah. So I'm the perfect... Because I was always kind of the guy that was in the back, with the glasses, in the back, I'm out. As soon as you want to be out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah. I'll be on the jungle gym.
So after I got hurt, I was like, I'm in.
Revenge. You're
revenge.
Off of blood.
I did. You come back like, I'll play this game then, goddammit. I'll play this game.
Yeah. I'm going to tear it up.
Yeah. So I think that was the point of the game, to kind of...
Yeah, boost your confidence.
You realize life is hard. You get hurt, move on.
Yeah. That's a great point, man. Yeah, I've heard they've taken all that out of schools now because of that. It's just too dangerous and Poor fat kids. Fat kids got to ruin it all.
Why did
ruin it for everybody?
Now, have you heard anything about taking the fat kids away?
Oh, from the parents.
Yeah,
I saw some about that. What is it?
I don't know. There's a whole JAMA, Journal of American medical thing. They said that overly obese kids, they should be taken away. A new study, because
honestly, though, you have the freedom to feed your kids whatever you want. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I understand in the past, you might see that one or two fat kids that you made fun of.
Uh-huh.
But now you're like,
they're all fat.
So well, at some point, doesn't the, you?
It's probably bad for the economy because all those fat kids get on those school buses and they get bad gas mileage. Seats and break the seats. They're pumping more diesel into those buses.
Exactly.
So
school lunches are school lunches. Wow.
Did you see that other thing? I was just reading about how they're, you know, incorporating vegetables and stuff now into school lunches because it's going to make the kids healthy. It's going to change lives. Well, they're doing like these hidden camera things with kids at lunches. Uh-huh. And they're eating everything on their plate but their vegetables at school. They're just leaving them or dumping them in the trash. So the program's like falling flat still because they're wasting all this food. They're not eating it still.
Why don't they disguise it somehow? Like make the mashed potatoes into the meat patty or something.
My dad was funny. The last night we were talking about it, he's like, well, why don't they just sprinkle some sugar packets on the salads and the kids will scarf it up, you know? Just put a little sugar on that salad. They'll eat it.
Just like you and that sugar cocktail you're drinking there.
47 grams of, soda pop.
Well, that's my girlfriend made this fake guacamole the other day.
What's in that?
Peas.
Soy?
Peas. English peas.
Isn't that called hummus?
I think so. I don't know. But it's green and you put a little red stuff. I don't know what you made it with.
Why the hell would she do that?
It was peas, huh? Because I don't eat vegetables. That?
You don't eat veggies?
No, I don't like vegetables.
You don't like avocados?
I love avocados.
That's what's in guacamole. So why didn't she just make regular guacamole?
Why you got to be so logical? I don't know. I think she was just. Because I don't eat, I like broccoli or turnip greens or like cooked spinach or any of that like grass.
Yeah, I'm not big on that either.
Come out of your front yard.
Yeah, the cooked spinach gets all
soggy. It's nasty. Yeah. I love like raw carrots, hate cooked carrots.
Wow, that's weird. I steamed a big old thing of carrots last night.
A steamer?
Steamer, you put them in the steamer. You know what I have, a steamer?
No, like the bamboo steamer kind of thing?
It's like a GE steamer. It's like plastic. You put water in the bottom. You put your veggies in. Boom. You steam your veggies. Life is good. It makes them taste better.
But they go back to being a little soggy, don't they?
No. You get put them on a timer. Mm. We sound so stupid right now. Steamed veggies.
Steamed vegetables.
Tell me
They're
more
so
about,
good for
oh,
you.
I love peas.
Where did you get that ascot you're wearing, too?
Yeah, it's your beret. Bag.
We were supposed to be talking about how to get our manhood back. And look at this. We're talking about
steamed veggies. My wife ate so many carrots when she was younger. She dropped the steamer. She actually turned orange.
Really?
Are you her mom, my mother-in-law, had to take her to the doctor. And they're like, oh, just stop feeding her carrots because she's turning orange. Isn't that weird?
She looks like Winona Judd.
Yes. Little orange wife.
Have you seen those people with the really orange fake baked tan?
Uh-huh.
Does that bother you at all?
It doesn't really bother me. I just think they look like idiots.
Kind of a Oompa Loompa looking kind of
glow in the dark. Yeah.
You're not a tan person. You're not. I'm going to go down
I'm
and lay
pale,
in the bed.
I'm pasty white, I know, man. But I barely get out in the sun.
I thought that might be from work. I didn't know if you weren't.
No, I probably should. I think it's good for you. The vitamin D, right? Is that what you get from the sun?
I don't know.
Look at me. I wear a t-shirt under my normal shirt all the time. I layer. It's what, 95 today?
Yeah, and you're layered.
I got on jeans and I layered my shirt. I'm an idiot. I got snow boots on. No, I don't.
You're not an outdoor guy, though. I know we talked about you going fishing, but you're not typically, I'm going to pack a lunch and want to hike today.
No, not at all. Not at all. I've contemplated going and hiking 14ers because we've got all these 14ers. It's supposed to be the thing to do in Colorado, mm-hmm. but. All I think of is getting up there and getting struck by lightning.
A rock falling on my arm and I got to cut it off with my own tooth.
Exactly. You know? So, I'm not a big outdoorsman.
What about I always cracks me up was like when you look at like Match.com. Not that I do, baby. But you ever look at those sites? Yeah. And the girls always say like, love the outdoors, love biking, love climbing mountains, love it. Do you think they really are? They're
BS,
just throwing.
You're calling BS on that. They're
aren't
just,
you?
They're just happy clicking while they're filling those things out. Oh, yeah, I biked one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell him I like that until he makes me.
I went up to Green Mountain.
Green Mountain. That's a hill, isn't it?
That's a hill, yeah.
But I always see that. They always click that like they're super outdoorsy and they put that one picture of them standing like with a bike helmet.
Yeah. You're like, right. And then you meet them.
Yeah.
And they're the fat kid from gym class. Yeah, it's true.
Did you ever do? No, you didn't do internet dating because you've been with this girl since you were like nine, wasn't it?
I think nine or ten. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Have you dated anybody else?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I dated three or four people before her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met and fell in love.
Was it love at first sight or like love on the third
date? No, actually, I thought she was a weirdo, kind of, I don't know. She dressed weird.
Was she like one of those artsy? She was a smoker.
She was a smoker, which I never wanted to date a smoker, be with a smoker, because they stink.
And so, and they sound like this.
You wish I did my smoker.
And they sound like this. Hey, how are you today? Hey, baby, you're looking good.
Yeah, there's nothing
that's
like
what they sound like.
I know. There's nothing like approaching somebody that looks like Pam Anderson or Mila Kunis, and they sound like,
hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. My name is Maggie.
Maggie?
I don't know.
Maggie.
Yeah, it's gnarly. So I made her quit.
How'd you make her quit? Life. Just slap it out of her hand every time you saw it?
If I'd find her cigarettes, I'd smash them up. Mm-hmm. I'd dump them. You know?
I'm going to start doing that because my mind smokes and knows I hate it. Knows
Stop
I hate
that.
It.
Stop that.
Yeah, she... She hides it. Like, I know she does it, and you can always tell because they'll be like, oh, why do you smell like air freshener?
Yep. Yeah. And you could taste it when you kiss. I mean, they can hide it. There's no way
you
to hide
eat,
it.
You can eat like 1,500 mints. And
you can eat a clove of like 4 cloves of garlic.
Uh-huh, now you smell like a smoked piece of garlic.
Yeah, exactly.
I smell funny. Kiss me. Kiss me, Mudflap. Kiss me. I love you.
Well, the other day we were getting in her car. And you know how she drives this Nissan, uh-huh. And they have an upper compartment and a mid compartment.
Yeah.
And she was reaching for something, and I said, "I'll get it." No, 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 no. Why? I go, "Come on!" No, 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 no. And I hit it. It's when it pops up. Uh-huh. Like, the little
like
hidden
packs in there.
The little cigarettes in here. I didn't want you to see that. I know you hate it. Why don't you stop?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You don't have to eat your veggies.
Yeah. If I... Maybe I could make her some fake cigarettes out of English peas.
Yeah, or English muffins or something. Roll them up. I don't know.
Don't they do it out of lettuce? Are they lettuce cigarettes or something?
I don't know. I've never dealt with that situation.
I'm not a smoker. My parents paid us not to smoke.
They paid you?
They really did. My parents said, if you don't smoke by the time you're 21, we'll give you $500.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't smoke till I still smoke, but I got my check. But my brother started smoking cigars in his 30s.
Oh, wow.
And my parents were like, we want our money back. Like, what?
What?
He was like, you said 21.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
So you took your $500 and went out and bought some booze instead.
I bought a metal detector.
Did you?
I'm serious.
Did you really?
Yeah. I bought a Garrett metal detector.
I've always wanted one of those.
I've never had one. I've got the really nice Garrett.
Yeah, you got the Cadillac.
It'll tell you whether it's gold, silver, coin, like 5 cents, nickel, dime. It's got a little meter thing on it. They've even gotten better since then.
Huh. $500 for a metal detector?
Yeah, but I have found rings, gold coins. Yeah. My brother found a gold coin. I have found all kind of metal toys, like old toys.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, people it's worth $500 to find some Matchbox cars. That's cool. Whatever.
I have found over $500 worth of stuff.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I really have because I've gone around to old movie theaters and found a ton of half dollars. Because movies used to be, seriously, you know, movies are like 50 cents.
I'm just envisioning you in an old movie theater with that thing in between the seats.
No, not in the theater.
Sir, down in front, sir. Sir, sit down.
Not in the theater.
I'll be done in a second.
I was doing it by an old church one time, and this car drives by and goes, "You're not going to find Jesus with that thing."
That's awesome.
It doesn't make noise
it's
that.
Quiet?
It used to.
Do you have to wear like headphones with it? Okay.
Yeah, you got
to
wear headphones.
What does it sound like?
Boop.
Oh.
Boop.
Boop. We got something.
It gets long. Yeah.
You've got something. You might want to dig here. I think it's a body.
Well, that'd be cool. You think you're going for a coin. Yeah, all of a sudden, no, that's a belt buckle.
There's a hand.
It's a ring. And it's on it! Then it'd be like a CSI. They haven't done that on CSI. That'd be good.
You find a body with
like
a little,
you know, guy with his metal detector out in the woods. Yeah. Oh, it's a ring. And then
it jumps out and stabs him. That's cool.
Are you any of those shows? Are you into CSI?
Nope.
None of the murder shows?
Don't watch
shows?
Any of that. I watch a lot of history, a lot of Discovery Channel. I watch American Pickers You ever watched that?
I love American Pickers. Oh,
I went out to Iowa and visited their shop. Their antique
really
archaeology
did?
Shop. Went to it. Pretty cool. It's a tiny little place. Not real bigger than this studio here. It's small.
Do they have actual cool stuff?
They have, yeah, everything you've seen picking on the show. They've got it in their shop. They've got t-shirts. I like that. I like Pawn Stars.
Love Pawn Stars. All that kind of stuff,
you know. What's the other one? The classic, the restoration guy that you like restores things. I think it's called classic. Yeah, it's not classic. I don't remember what it's called. It's new though. It's a brand new one.
Restores things.
Yeah.
It's like vaginal rejuvenation?
Yes, exactly. Spit shine.
I'd watch that show.
I'd see that.
I would so watch that show. We're bringing in a 1983 that model that needs to be
buff and polished. Knock the rust off it.
Have you heard about that? Vaginal rejuvenation.
What does that mean? They just tighten it up?
Yeah.
It's like the gentleman's stitch. Have you heard of that?
Is that where they...
After you have a baby, you tell the doctor to put a couple more stitches in it so it's tighter. So it's called the gentleman's stitch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew that they did that because...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this doctor in town that I saw the doctor... Aguirre. I wish I could pronounce his name. But they do vaginal rejuvenation.
How about that?
Yeah. And like you get to go look at pictures, like a nose job or a boob job, and you
before
go
before and afters, huh?
I'd like that.
I like what you've done here.
I like that.
I like that.
I like how this looks like a butterfly.
Yeah, so I like the tucking action you've done here and sculpting and
yeah. Now, when you go get the gentleman's stitch, because you just had the baby,
I didn't
right?
ask for it.
You didn't ask for it? No, why? You didn't need
really?
It? Or?
No, but really. excuse me, sir. While you're down there stitching that up, you put about 9 more in there.
Well, after a wreck, don't you get your fender fixed? You don't keep... You just go put some duct tape on it?
Probably. I'll probably just duct tape it. And put some of the red duct tape on it.
That's
like
right.
On the taillights.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that crack you up when you see a red piece of cloth as a taillight or something?
Like, really, man? Really?
And you're driving like a Cadillac. That's what bugs me. It's when you see somebody like a Lexus and they've got like red tape for a taillight. You're like, you had the money to buy this thing.
It's like rolling on 22s. He's got red duct tape.
Yeah. What'd you spend the money on? Because you got insurance money.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. He went and bought a metal detector probably.
I'll be fine. I'll find enough to get the light fixed.
I'll find another taillight in the movie theater. You're a nerd.
Have you ever been in a bad car wreck?
No. I was rear-ended in high school pretty good.
I bet.
Hey-o. dodgeball. I drove a big old like K5, 85 full-size Blazer that's just like a tank.
Uh-huh.
On my way to school, senior year on finals, boom, guy rear-ended me in the back, like going 45 miles an hour. I was at a stoplight. That was the worst. That jarred me pretty good.
Did you get the whiplash?
The whiplash. I had a pain in my back.
Uh-huh.
That's what I told my insurance company. yeah. So that's the worst.
Did you have to wear the collar or anything?
No, I didn't do anything like that.
Because that's always so. You see the kid in high school that has to come after an accident with a collar.
Anything. How about you?
I was in, I've been in a couple. None my fault.
Sure.
I'm a very, what do they call that kind of driving? Defensive driver.
Aggressive?
No, defensive.
Defensive, okay.
Like, I pay attention to what goes on around me. I don't know if your wife is like... like the opposite, because I've noticed that women focus straight ahead. It's straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Where I could be driving and go, hey, did you see that billboard? The such and such is coming to town. What?
Yeah, all in the peripheral.
It's all in because you got to know if there's a car coming at your side. Is it running a stop sign? Yep. Is it? And they're like, what?
Checking your mirrors.
What?
Huh? Do we have any Kleenex in
what?
Here?
What? Looking in the door.
Yep. Gone. I don't know, though. We talked about it. Well, maybe that's why you got good peripheral vision, because our last podcast, I was talking about you staring and down at your phone and texting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
for like 4 blocks.
I am like an owl.
Yeah, you are. You're good.
I can see.
You can spot a mouse like
all
four
around
blocks
me.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
That old lady up there, I could be looking down at my phone and think there's an old lady in a Buick about to pull up.
Boom. You're breaking.
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive.
I got mad skills.
It might be
like a bat radar, though. Maybe it's bat. You know how bats send out the signal. You feel the vibration of the...
That's what you got. You got the vibration. You got good vibration.
Woo!
I take a sip of my soda here.
All right, it's okay. Go ahead and sip. Now the other, the accident. Now, have you, how much sugar was in that, that swallow?
Woo!
Have you ever tried to point something out to your wife, girlfriend, and this, when you're driving and you say, did you see that owl or did you see that hawk?
What are you talking about? Huh? Did you see that hawk?
Yeah.
No.
No, you've never done something like that?
What are you? Like, no, Jack Hanna, I haven't.
Not Jack Hanna, but...
Did you see that tortoise?
Did you see that tortoise?
The tortoise? Did you see that kangaroo? What are you talking about?
You've never done that.
No.
Oh.
I don't spy a lot of hawks in Denver.
They're everywhere. Denver proper. Haven't you noticed the... like? It's like the logo for Highlands Ranch. It's that flying... Yeah.
No.
There's hawks everywhere, but
I'm going to have to keep an eye open for some hawks now.
You could be driving and go, did you see that hawk? And they'll be like, what? And I'll have to, I can point at it. I can actually stop the car and go, right there.
How do you know it's a hawk and not like a pigeon?
You sound like her. He's like, where is it? It's on the fence post. What fence post? Right there. I don't see it. It's right. Look to your right. I don't see it. Look down my arm. Look down. Yeah, come here. Look down my arm. Look down my arm. You ever?
I've never done that.
You never have? So your wife has got like.
I don't know. I've just never had the hawk conversation.
I'm not trying to be. Doesn't have to be a goddamn hawk. It just. I'm just saying, like pointing out something. No, you know, like they're like. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Your
like,
face is
you're like
cracking me up.
You grab their head and actually aim them.
Look, you walk them up to it.
I don't see it.
It's attacking me.
Why didn't I bet you if it had a 20% off tag on it, you could see it.
Yes. Yeah. What a sale. That's funny, man. Oh, you're cracking me up today.
Hawk.
Did you see the kangaroo? Example.
What am I driving through the zoo?
It's just a horrible example. So do you ever point out hawks to your wife?
That's how boring I am. That's my...
That's your life, man. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What else should we talk about?
Well, now you just brought me down with my lifestyle, my hawk lifestyle.
Yeah, your hawk, bird watching. Get a little bird watching book.
So what do you think about this whole... What do you think? Here's a transition for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about this debt ceiling thing?
Oh, the debt ceiling. Really? We're going to talk about the debt ceiling?
No, not really.
Okay, good. Buy gold. Gold, gold.
Buy. Thank you, Glenn Beck.
Yeah. G. Gordon Liddy.
Gold line.
Gold line, yeah.
Gold line.
I've got 7 million gold coins in a basement. Is that how he talks?
Yeah. That's Kermit.
Oh, yeah. Miss Piggy. Buy gold, Miss Piggy.
Are you an investor?
Uh-huh, yeah, sure. I started an IRA when I was like 18.
Did you really?
I did.
I don't even know what an IRA. I thought isn't that the group that's trying to burn England down?
No. What are you talking? The IRA?
IRA. That's the Irish Revolution whatever.
No, I'm thinking of the NRA, so.
No, that's a different group.
That's a whole different group.
I'm a member of that.
Yeah, I want to be.
You haven't joined yet?
No, my dad is. I got some magazines I need to. I guess they send you a pin or something.
Uh-huh. Well, centerfold, an NRA centerfold.
Really?
Yeah.
And a sticker for your car.
All right.
Do you have a sticker on your car?
No, I have the sticker, but I have not put it on. I was afraid somebody honestly would like.
Would shoot you.
No, they would like throw green tea on my car or something.
Yeah, but, key in. Yeah.
Because that's the same thing. It's okay to have like free Tibet stickers or
coexist.
Coexist. Is that not the stupidest sticker ever?
Oh, I want to rear end those people.
I see coexist and car. I think there's a lady who's happy with flannel and her kitten.
Yes.
Right there.
Right. Hey,
who else has coexist other than
eating
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, screw that. Are you packing heat? You got a lot of guns? Should we talk about this? Is this weird?
No. I've got...
It's a God-given right.
God
damn it.
I will kill anybody.
I'll kill you. Yeah.
I'm right there with... Ted Nugent, as far as guns. I mean, what's the old saying? I should be able to own anything I can get inside my house.
Yeah.
If I have a cannon pointed at my window...
Yeah. It's in my house.
It's in my house. Yeah. I just think you should be able to.
Do you have a cannon?
No, but I would love one.
Wouldn't that be
I've
great?
Always wanted a cannon.
I'd fill it full of like spaghetti.
Just randomly
fire it with random things. Confetti. Like at birthday parties.
honestly, if you fired a cannon of spaghetti at a neighbor,
why not?
And he called the cops.
Well, could you get in
this motherfucker just shot?
I'm gonna make us a pasta for you, huh?
I just sent over some dinner.
Yeah, I'm being neighborly.
Yeah, what do you complain about? Well, what is the actual charge?
Yeah. Shot with spaghetti.
Let me get this. Let me write this down, sir. What is your actual complaint?
I was shot with some spaghetti.
Now, was it whole wheat?
Was it wheat pasta?
Wheat pasta?
It was. I think there was some meatballs in it.
So you were injured.
A meatball ricochet, I believe, that hit me and my family.
Right. So you don't eat meat living here in Boulder.
Correct. I'm a vegetarian.
And so that meat got on you.
I'm very offended that I got hit with the meatball ricochet.
Write that down. Offended by meat.
Yeah, I think it was a marinara sauce as well.
Is that blood?
No, that's marinara,
okay,
sir. Okay,
sure, write that down.
Would you like to taste it?
That's funny as hell.
I know.
Shoot somebody with a load.
I'd fill that cannon with all sorts of stuff.
You could do that with a t-shirt gun.
Kittens. I'd fill it with kittens.
No.
No. You would? I know. But we really wouldn't.
We really wouldn't.
We would.
For as far as listeners? No.
No. Not at all. What were we talking
about? What else could you load a cannon with?
I don't know. I think I covered the two big ones there, man. Spaghetti and kittens.
Once you take it to kittens, you can't go anywhere else.
You really can't. It's nowhere else but down.
Yeah, because after kittens, you're going to get you get complaints, and then after that, it just gets worse.
Yeah, sad. But I'm packing heat, and I got a few firearms in my house. Like them. They're fun.
What do you have?
I got a pistol and a couple shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
So not too much, but.
I have my grandfather's old .38 snub nose,
because
he was a cop.
That's
detective,
cool.
So I got this whole little gun, and I have a 30-30 Winchester.
Nice.
And I have a 410 shotgun, the little bitty one that I had since I was a kid.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, my latest one I just bought is a, what is it? It's a Remington 850, but it's called the Home Defender shotgun. So it's like the ones like the SWAT teams use.
It has like a handle
on
it?
It's got like a pistol grip on it, and it's shorter, and it's all black. It's got like a special like marine stock on it, so you can like whip around corners and stuff. I think it's the coolest
thing
ever.
Where'd you get that? I want one.
Just at the range. It's a gun store. It's street legal.
Yeah. Do you go shooting? Cool. Do you go to the range?
I shoot in the mountains, basically. I don't really go to the range.
Is that
range.
Legal? You just go up and shoot
as long as you don't get caught.
Well, that's
you're
true.
Fine.
Yeah, you're a man.
Yeah.
I went to the firing range. So it's called, I think that's what it's called. The firing range over here.
Creative, yeah.
And, you got to be careful for slapback. I mean, for like, ding.
Oh, yeah.
Thing hits the target and come back. I didn't realize that was that, I don't want to say unsafe. But
yeah, but you think in that kind of place.
It's designed, nothing's going to come flying back at
you. Yeah, yeah, and they're loud, too. You got to wear your hearing protection. And yeah, those places kind of creep me out with the guys that are in there. I mean, you never know when they're going to turn on you.
Just turn. Just because you can just walk in with your gun and go, how you doing?
Yeah. Boom. Coexist this.
I can't. I've got spaghetti all over me.
You wheel a cannon into one of those. I'd like to fire my cannon.
If you owned a cannon, just think how many parades you'd be invited to.
No doubt.
Because it'd be like.
All of them.
I think Mudflap's got a cannon.
Yeah, he's got a cannon. Let's call him. We're gonna put him in a parade.
Just pull it behind your
truck.
At
the end, yeah. That'd be sweet.
That. Roll
toothpaste.
Revolution. Firing toothpaste.
Yeah. Maybe you're like a dental convention or something. Toothpaste. That's stupid. Gingivitis.
Helm defeat
gingivitis. Blows the guy's head off. My teeth have never looked so good.
But maybe that's your parents shot you in the mouth with a cannon full of
fluoride
when you were little, and it explains
why
you had no
cavities. That's what it is.
I can't believe you're 32 and no.
Yeah, man,
ever.
It's great. They say I'm like a perfect specimen for mouth health when I'm in there. I have thick saliva, though, apparently, is what I've been told.
by the wife?
No, by my dentite, my dentist. Because I get pooling down in the front, because that's where they have to scrape the most on the bottom and the front. I don't know why I'm telling you.
You
this.
Have pooling?
Like when I sleep, it pools at the bottom. Yeah, I have thick saliva, they
said.
That's why.
Or chew? Do you put stuff in your...
Uh-uh. Just have thick saliva, which apparently makes my food taste better, is what I've been told.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of thick saliva. I got to have to Google that.
You can never say that again. You want to see it?
No, I don't want to see the pooling.
Spin it. You're like, yeah, by God, you're right.
Did you have to ask the doctor about your baby? Now, is this child going to have thick pooling?
Thick pooling? No, I haven't. It's funny. We were just having that conversation whether we should sign him up for dental insurance yet. I'm like, he doesn't have any teeth. Let's wait a year. Let's save that $7.
What's going to be the first sport you put him in?
Probably baseball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's your love?
Yeah. It's not my love, but I played a lot of it growing up. Third base. Mm-hmm. Probably the best third baseman you've ever seen. And
what is the best third baseman?
I don't know. I was pretty good.
Doesn't the shortstop actually do all the work? Because third baseman doesn't really want to leave that area, right?
True. I don't know. I was just good. I was horrible.
I was Little League. I was outfield.
Oh, were you?
Outfield, because I actually could throw the ball.
T-ball?
I could get it. No, not T-ball.
Oh, baseball?
Real, actual baseball.
Okay.
But I watch kids now. I've been to, go to the park.
Yeah.
And they don't pay attention to the game. They're, creepy. Looking at the grass, and,
You go to the park and watch kids a lot?
No. Not No.
Oh.
I got my son.
Oh, that's
I should say in the past. I don't go,
I
go to the park and watch kids. I'm not shooting one with my spaghetti cannon.
You're just looking for metal.
No, but they don't really, not really into the game. Oh. It's like their parents make them go play. You know, I think we wanted to, be the next Mickey Mantle or
yeah,
whatever.
We had fun and I wanted to be there at every game.
These
yeah.
kids are looking at the sky, picking at their.
My mom made me come.
Yeah.
I want to play Xbox.
It's hot.
Why does that guy keep staring at us? I'm joking. You're not a
perv.
I'm not a perv.
Not a perv.
Not a perv.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
I'm not a perv. That's a great t-shirt.
I thought of this the other day. I put it on my Facebook. If you could actually put on the front of your t-shirt what you were looking for in a person.
Oh, nice.
You know,
huge rack or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you have put on yours?
Huge rack or something.
But your wife has that right now. With
yeah,
the baby.
It's strong. She's like double D right now. She had to buy new bras.
Videotape. Take pictures because it goes
it's
away.
It's not going to last. I'm not even allowed
Next
to look
thing
at
you know,
them
you're
right
going to have that bangy kind of,
like a tennis ball in a sock.
Yeah, you're going to have that National Geographic kind
totally.
Of thing.
Totally. I know. She's going to be carrying baskets on her head around the house.
Did that ever turn you on as a kid? I've heard
Hell
people talk
no.
about this.
No,
you
know, that's gross.
You see those little saggy boobs, and you're like,
No, I was all about the JCPenney catalog.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah.
The bra section?
I still am. No, that's weird. No, yeah. Yeah, the bra section. The lingerie section. Pretty hot.
The lingerie's gotten hotter on the catalog. I remember the bras were car bras that went over
t-shirt.
The entire but now they're just little pieces
little
of cloth
cups.
That hides the nippleage and you're like the they have this in a catalog
they have this at Kohl's. little cups I take a sip of my soda.
Well you know anything anything more than a mouthful is a
it
waste
is too much it
yeah
is
too, yeah
right
if
sure.
it doesn't fit into a champagne, what is that, martini glass or something like that.
Really?
You ever heard those sayings
no.
about small boobs? You, know, you think it fits into, you just don't want it to fit into a champagne flute.
That's weird. Then you got a penis on your hands.
Oh, speaking of which.
What?
Did
speaking
you,
of penis.
No.
What?
Just the nipple foot. Did you see the thing in the news today?
Oh, yeah. I saw you posted it on Facebook and I looked at it. It looks totally Photoshopped.
It's not. It's for real.
Shut up.
It's
that's
for
like
real.
That's a full nipple.
A full
on the foot.
Blown nipple with the whole areola, area brown thingy, whatever.
And I heard it was a lady, right?
Yeah.
And she started lactating.
She was like, I'm having this pain in my foot. How did you go?
How
she's
did
22.
You not know
for 22
that's
years.
That's what that is. I'm calling BS on that.
Really?
Yeah. Like you said, you go 22 years? Really?
Yeah. But
and it looks just like a nip.
But you'd finally understand why you'd be like, you want to rub my feet again?
I love it when you kiss my feet.
I love it when you kiss my feet.
Kiss my feet.
But that's so weird how body parts get moved around.
Yeah.
You know, like
well,
people
I have a
that
third
have
nipple.
Three...
Did you have...
What?
Have we talked about this?
No, we have not.
Yeah, I have a third nipple. It's just a little discoloration and with one hair coming out of it.
And you leave that hair just
no,
to...
No, I shave that every time I'm in the shower.
So you're like Marky Mark.
Yes. Yeah, because he has the three, huh?
Some other girl does. Some British singer chick has one, too. Not,
Susan Boyle. She's just one big nipple.
I always thought God should have put breasts in the back on chicks.
That?
Put like slow. You'd be like slow dancing.
Ah, gotcha. You know, I like it.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even try to figure out how to. I don't even. Yeah. How do I hold you? How do I?
Got it. Done.
Put them on your handles.
I've never met a guy who loved to dance so much. Yeah, we're at our time limit, so I guess we're gonna bounce, huh?
Bounce
out.
I had fun. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad the baby didn't turn you into some kind of like humorless no. kind of...
No, I'm looking forward to gathering material from this little bastard. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. You have stuff for every show you do in your life.
Yeah, it's going to be nonstop supply of material now, probably. So, but as always, you can find us on Facebook. We're not on the Twitter, are we?
We're not on the Twitter yet.
I don't even tweet.
No.
I'm trying to tweet more, but... That's beside the point. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Podbean. Email us on Facebook. Anything you topics.
Right.
We're still waiting for somebody to email us a topic. So.
We need somebody to email us a topic.
Maybe your girlfriend will email us
a topic.
Yeah.
Or the guy that actually every once in a while will write, hey, when's the next podcast? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Pony up. Yeah, jerk. All right.
All right. So as you like to say,
peace out, sauerkraut.